Welcome to Network Associates Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Coco Crisp. Batting second. The third baseman, Casey Blake. Batting third. The DH, Jody Jarrod. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Milton Bradley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ryan Ludwig. Batting sixth. The catcher, Victor Martinez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Travis Hafner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John McDonald. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Angel Santos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, CC Sabathia. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting second. The DH, Scott Hatteberg. Batting third. The shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Arubiel Durazo. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ramon Hernandez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Terrence Long. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Adam Piott. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Frank Menichino. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Eric Burns. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ted Lilly. And now, play ball. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Crisp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Blake hits a line drive into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Jarrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jarrod strikes out. Two outs. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis moves to second. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tejada hits a line drive into right field. Ludwig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ellis moves to third. One out. Arubiel Durazo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durazo hits a fly ball into left field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ellis tags and scores. Hatteberg tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hatteberg moves to third. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hafner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Ludwig is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ludwig strikes out. One out. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menichino fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hafner hits a fly ball into left field. Piott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ludwig. Long reaches second base with a double. Adam Piatt is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Piatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Menichino is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Menichino hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hafner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Long moves to third. Two outs. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sabathia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John McDonald is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McDonald hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Durazo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Angel Santos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santos strikes out. Two outs. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crisp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crisp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durazo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crisp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDonald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDonald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tejada is 0-for-1 in the game. Tejada hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Crisp. Tejada reaches second base with a double. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durazo is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Durazo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blake is 0-for-1 in the game. Blake hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Piatt. Blake reaches second base with a double. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jarrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Jarrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blake moves to third. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blake tags and scores. One out. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Ryan Ludwig is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ludwig is 0-for-1 in the game. Ludwig hits a line drive into left field. Piatt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up beyond second. Ellis can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Jarrett goes all the way around to score. Martinez moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Adam Piatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Piatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. John McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDonald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menichino fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Angel Santos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santos is 0 for 1 in the game. Santos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crisp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crisp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Blake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Blake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Menichino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Menichino is 0 for 1 in the game. Menichino hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Blake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a pop-up towards short. McDonald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatteberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatteberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradley. Hatteberg reaches second base with a double. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Indians. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tejada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tejada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crisp throws the ball into Blake, who relays the ball to Santos, who tags Tejada trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hatteberg moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jody Gerrutt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gerrutt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerrutt hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Ludwig is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ludwig is 0 for 2 in the game. Ludwig strikes out. Two outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Menichino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durazo is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Durazo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hafner strikes out. One out. John McDonald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McDonald is 0-for-2 in the game. McDonald hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Durazo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Angel Santos is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Santos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santos hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Durazo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ben Broussard now playing first base. Adam Piot is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Piot is 0-for-2 in the game. Piot hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Menichino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Piot. The throw from Martinez and he is out, McDonald applying the tag. One out. Frank Menichino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Menichino is 0-for-2 in the game. Menichino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Menichino moves to second. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Ludwig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hatteberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hatteberg hits a pop-up towards short. McDonald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chad Bradford now pitching. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crisp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crisp hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Crisp reaches second base with a double. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Blake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Blake bunts towards third. Menichino fields it and throws to first for the out. Crisp moves to third. One out. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jarrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jarrett hits a ball on the ground for an out. Jarrett moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. two outs. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley is walked intentionally. Ryan Ludwig batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ludwig is 0 for 3 in the game. Ludwig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jarrett scores. There goes Bradley trying to get to third. Burns throws the ball into Menichino, who tags Bradley for the out. It's 4-2, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. David Risk now pitching. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tejada is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durazo is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Durazo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ramon Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ricardo Rincon now pitching. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez strikes out. One out. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Broussard hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John McDonald is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McDonald is 0 for 3 in the game. McDonald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dennis Baez now pitching. Billy McMillan pinch hits for Adam Piott. Billy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan strikes out. One out. Chris Singleton pinch hits for Frank Menichino. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Singleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Crisp. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Eric Chavez pinch hits for Eric Burns. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Chavez hits a line drive into left field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a pop-up towards first. Broussard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Network Associates Coliseum in Oakland.